Jeff Blankman joined here today by Wyatt Henson from the Carroll Tigers. Wyatt is heading off to Mount Mercy College. He's going to be playing some volleyball there starting this fall, hopefully anyway, if the season gets to happen. Wyatt, first of all, thanks for joining us here today. Second, congratulations on making the decision on Mount Mercy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. it's been kind of tough during this time to, like, try and get everything figured out, you know, but admissions there and the coaches have been really helpful in trying to get everything set up the right way.
Not a lot of schools out there probably offer, you know, men's volleyball. So how did you find the schools you were looking at? What schools were all looking at you, and how did you choose Mount Mercy?
Obviously we don't have, like, boys or men's volleyball at the high school level. And this year, my senior year, was actually the first year that I was able to play club out of Grimes, Iowa, at Ohana. So that helped with exposure a lot. But I visited Morningside a couple times. He saw me with the girls somewhere, with our Carroll girls. I don't remember. Yeah. So he saw me with them. So I visited there a couple times. And then actually our first scrimmage, we were in Cedar Rapids with Ohana for our first, like, game scrimmage of the season. And Coach Mary Kay saw me there, and that's, I guess, we just hit it off, and she's so nice. And then she talked to me, and then I ended up going on a visit to Mount Mercy March 13th, I think is what it was. And then I just fell in love with it.
Tell us a little bit about their program and what you've had a chance to learn about it.
So when we visited, she told us, I mean, I guess I didn't really follow, like, college volleyball, I guess. But she told us that they won the Heart of America, like, their conference last year by beating Grandview, which, like, I mean, Grandview is really good. So they beat them and they won their conference. And then this year they were starting to get ranked, and then obviously the COVID-19 ended their season early. So,
Wyatt, how did you develop such a love? I've worked with you, you know, through some of the club stuff that you do here in town and down in Templeton as well with Molly. But how did you develop such a love and such a passion and knowledge for this game of volleyball?
Honestly, I don't really know. I started managing the Carroll girls my freshman year and just watching, learning, and then I just, like, fell in love, I guess. So then after that, I started practicing with them and actually getting to play, and then working with Jeff Honnold too, getting to play with the girls. And then I watched a lot of college volleyball throughout, like, the off season, I guess, just to learn. And yeah, so I don't know, I just started playing, and I mean, I felt pretty natural, and I just worked out for me.
What do you feel like your strengths are with the sport of volleyball?
I love being able to, like, communicate with my team. Like, that's, like, no matter who I'm playing with or whatever, like, that's a big thing, and I think that's a good skill of mine, which is also helpful for real world, like, past volleyball. And then, I don't know, mindset, like, just go for every ball, I guess, you know, don't let anything drop.
Where do you feel like you can still improve?
I'm actually going, I think Coach Mary said I'll be the setter, or just a setter, I guess. So definitely there. I haven't really done much of that. But Molly's helped out a lot with a lot of aspects of that part, but I think definitely setting.
Let's go back to Mount Mercy for a moment. You said you got a chance to visit. Take us through the campus and what you thought of it while you were there.
It's in Cedar Rapids, and we actually had a tournament that was scheduled for the next day after the visit. It was, like, kind of coincidence that worked out. The tournament ended up getting canceled, but we still had the visit. We started at the, like, admissions area, I guess, and I don't know. I thought it was a really nice campus. Like, it's on a hill, so you see a lot of, like, the city of Cedar Rapids, which I didn't know was the second largest city in Iowa. I mean, I didn't know that. And then they have nice facilities, and their food was really good. And they have these underground tunnels where you can walk during the winter so that you don't have to be outside, that are heated. I thought that was pretty cool.
Speaking of that, what are you wanting to go to school for? What are you hoping to major in?
I plan on majoring in exercise science, kinesiology, that type of thing, athletic training, pre-PT, I guess, that type of area.
What are you hoping to do with that in the future? What that gives you a lot of options. What are you hoping to do with it after that?
I really like the idea of athletic training. Before Mount Mercy, I planned on doing the same thing at Iowa State. So I really considered being like an athletic trainer. But I've also really opened my eyes to like coaching as well. So maybe I could use some parts of that.
Well, I tell you what, in working with you and seeing you on the sidelines, I think you got it. I think you got a future maybe in coaching if you'd like it. Wyatt, congratulations on making that decision. Certainly appreciate your time here today and wish you the best of luck and looking forward to following you in the future.
Thank you.
You bet. Wyatt Henson again from the Carroll Tigers, again going off to Mount Mercy to play volleyball.